Wow, we're still a minute from the top of the hour. This is the advanced training call for True Team Ameriplan. You sound great out there. Always remember, tell us your name, where you're from, and then immediately press *6 on your telephone. You know, when everybody's pressing *6 at the same time, it kind of reminds me of Las Vegas. You sound great out there, Ameriplan. Welcome to this Monday night edition of True Team Advanced Training. You're in for a real blessing treat tonight. You know, the topic tonight is, what does it take to make it big? I have people ask me, well, before we get into that, there's something that I want to do before we go straight into the training. We really want to thank all of you, so many of you, that have responded with your prayers and well wishes for our National Sales Director and Founders Ring, one of our greatest friends in our Ameriplan family, Scott Miller and his family. You know, the reports coming in that I've received all day are good. We praise the Lord for it. Scott is on the mend. I mean, Booker's probably going to have to get a heart transplant sometime in the next 5 years, but our brother is with us and coming back strong. The reports are good. He's still got a ways to go. And the family thanks you for your prayers, and the reports are all real good. And, you know, we are a family, and probably if Scott were here tonight and we said, Scott, what's the most common thing people ask you? Same thing for probably most of us that wear a Founders Ring in Ameriplan. And what does it really take to make it big? That's what people want to know. They want to make it big. They want to be six-figure residual income earners. They have dreams and visions to provide for themselves, their families, and their future in a way that maybe they've never experienced before. What does it take to make it big? And I tell people it takes three things, and I know you're writing notes tonight. I hope you take shorthand. Number one, it takes a strong work ethic. I tell you all the time, it takes a strong work ethic. Number two, you've got to work the numbers. If you're going to run the numbers, you're going to work the numbers. And number three, you're going to work with the right people. Now, I'm sorry there's a four-letter word called work in all three of those steps, but it is work. And when you work smart with a good work ethic, you work the numbers and you work with the right people, you're going to have dynamic success with your Ameriplan career. We work with you on these training calls to help you really paint out the reason why. We want to motivate you and inspire you in every way we can. But we really know that it's those that reach down deep inside and discover their own vivid why. Why they're doing this. Why they are going to apply themselves with this kind of a work ethic and work the numbers and do extraordinary things. They have a vivid why. Their reason why burns them into the type of discipline, desperation that will rock your world into all-out massive action. That's how you're going to learn to work the numbers, when it burns inside. But on Monday nights when we gather, we talk about how to write business, and this is where we are in the training, talking about working the numbers. Working with the right people is the leadership development we do on Wednesday nights for our seniors and above. But Monday night, as we talk about working the numbers and where we are right now, we're so privileged to have a special guest on the call. Most of you know Dennis and Daniel Bloom as the founders of Ameriplan with a great vision in the health benefits industry, actually innovators. And as I've gotten to know Dennis and understand his work in all of the aspects of legislation involved to innovate the product in our industry, he's really known now as that visionary creator of Ameriplan USA and an innovator in health benefits, but it really didn't start there. You know, they didn't start Ameriplan until they were 50 years old. And the inheritance and what they brought to the plate from their life's experience bring a great deal into the business philosophy and direction of this company. And when we talk about running numbers, it's not something that only your upline national sales directors and founders rings have done. But the co-founders of our company know what they're talking about when they talk about the strategies that you hear repeated over and over again at every event. And whenever we gather, it's an event, whether it's Saturday morning or Tuesday night locally, Monday night on these conference calls or with the leaders, whether it's a leadership conference or a convention, we are speaking of our proven system, and it has an inheritance. And we're honored tonight to have our special guest, co-founder of Ameriplan, with one of the most powerful testimonies of running numbers that I've ever heard in my life, and that is from our home office in Plano, Texas, just a great friend to all of our families, and my great friend, Dennis Bloom. Dennis, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Steve. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You sound great, and we thank you for joining us.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, it is certainly my pleasure to be on the phone with the with all of your winners that's on the line tonight. You know, when we talked earlier today, and you asked me if I'd mind getting on the call tonight and just talk about running numbers and how you run numbers and why you run numbers. And I thought, you know, what I'd like to do is I would like to tell about, you know, really my personal experience about running numbers. You know, when Daniel and I graduated from high school, we laughingly say that Daniel and I graduated in that half of the class that made the top half possible, okay? Needless to say, we weren't geniuses. But, you know, we graduated that time that, to go to college, you really had to have a kind of wealthy parents, and we didn't come from wealthy parents, so we had to get out and get a job and go to work. And we were very, very fortunate, at least I was, is I met a gentleman from Chicago, Illinois, back in my early 20s by the name of W. Clement Stone. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Clement Stone or not, but he was a phenomenal individual. He was a phenomenal motivator and a phenomenal trainer. And the thing that Clement Stone taught me, that in order to be successful, you've got to know how to run the numbers. And the company that he had that I joined was called Combined Insurance. And we sold a little accident policy, business to business to business, door to door. And when I first joined the company, I was absolutely in awe of the people that were successful in his company, because the absolute epitome of success in Mr. Stone's company at that time were those people who were writing 100 policies in a week. In other words, having 100 sales in a week. And they were the success people. They were the ones that were getting all the recognition. They were the founders' wing club of that company back then. And I so desperately wanted to be a part of that, but I really just didn't know how to do it. And one day I had an opportunity to sit down and visit with Mr. Stone, and I asked him, how can I, this little country boy from Brownwood, Texas, how could I possibly achieve at the rate that these phenomenal salespeople and successful people were that were selling, that could sell 100 contracts in a week? And he had one simple statement. He said, "Dennis, the way you do it is that you must run the numbers. You must make the presentations." He said, "There's a formula involved." And he said, "The formula is this. In order to make one sale, you're going to have to give a minimum of 20 presentations to get one sale. So if you're going to get 100 sales, you're going to have to make a huge amount of presentations." Well, I tell you, that was just, I could not conceive of giving 20 presentations in a day, but I wanted that so badly that I set my objectives. I said, "I am going to give 20 presentations a day. I'm going to start out at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not going to come home until I have given 20 presentations in a day. And when I give 20 presentations, I'm going to get my sales for that day." And so I set about doing that. And here's what I found out, that there is a mathematical formula to making sales. There is a mathematical formula in our business for recruiting new brokers. And the way you do that is by setting your goals to make so many presentations a day. You know, the most successful marketing tool that we have in Ameriplan today is our two-a-day DVD program. And it has proven over and over and over again that if you will give out two DVDs a day, you will build your business. Now, if you want to build it twice as fast, you give out four a day. If you want to build it, if you just want to zoom to success, you give out 8 to 10 a day. But let me tell you what happened when I made up my mind and I set my goal that I was going to write 100 policies in a week. I set my goal, I started making the presentations, and sure enough, the number started working for me. In my first week at it, I didn't sell 100 policies, but I sold more than I sell, that I had sold in any previous week with combined. But I set my goal the next week to make the presentations in order to get the sales. And gradually I built up. The first week I was at it, I sold about 30 policies. The second week it went to 50. The third week it went to about 70. And by the fourth week I sold 100 policies a week. But you know, once I got in the habit, I couldn't get out of the habit. So I went back the next week and gave the presentations necessary to get the sales, and I sold another 100 policies. Well, in combined at that time, they had what they call a string of pearls, that if you could link 100 sales per week back to back to back, you could build a string of pearls that you could give to your wife. And I wanted to give my wife the opportunity to have a string of pearls. And so I set my goal to sell 100 policies a week. And I kept at it, and I kept working it, and I kept getting 100 policies a week. I had to go through a tremendous amount of presentations, a tremendous amount of sales. But I'm here to tell you, Steve, that I sold 100 policies a week for 69 consecutive weeks in a row. And that was a record for combined at that time, and I believe that it's still a record there today. But the main thing that I learned was that I did not give up, that I would go out every day and I would say, I'm going to give the presentations that I need to give today in order to meet my goals of selling the 100 policies in a week. So that's what it's all about, is setting your goal and not giving up until you achieve your goal. You know, in Ameriplan, really all we are in the sorting business. We're just sorting people. What we are is we're looking for lookers. And the only way that you know if you got a looker is you got to give them the opportunity to look. So all you got to do is set your goal, work your plan, run the numbers, and the numbers will work for you, Steve. And that's how I set a record in combined insurance back in the old days of the late 60s. And so I want an opportunity to share that with everybody. Because, you know, you look at Steve Luxenberg today, and you look at Dell Brooks, and you look at Michael Langto, and you see these people that are making $100,000 a year in lifetime residual income, and I will assure you that they all ran the numbers. And what I want to do tonight is to challenge each and every one of you on this phone to go out beginning tomorrow and start running the numbers, and I'll guarantee you, you'll be a Founders Ring Club winner in record time. Steve, it's my pleasure to talk to you tonight.
Dennis, that's a phenomenal testimony, and we thank you for your leadership and innovation in our company and in our industry, but for being an example of really, you know, I don't know of anybody in this company that's ever asked anybody to do anything that they haven't gone out and done before. And I'm so proud to just be a part of that. It is our proven system. And as I listen to Dennis talk about these numbers and giving 20 presentations to get a sale, and I think just back to last week when we had the top ace recruiters in Ameriplan here telling you what they do to be the number one, the number two, the number five, the number seven, the number nine, the number 11 ace, right here, live, you're upline. And they're all saying exactly the same thing that Dennis Bloom did to set the records in 30, 40 years ago with W. Clum & Stone and Combined Insurance Company. There's no doubt that this is a proven system, and there's no doubt that if you will follow it and run the numbers, that you're going to have dynamic success, but even at record time. You know, Troy Cotterman was the number one ace in Ameriplan last year, the number nine ace this year. I was number three. Roger was number two, 2 years in a row. Your upline, this Inheritage, Rick Weidel, O.H. Brown, number six for the year. The people that we had, Janine, number 11, they have all run the numbers. You understand? The people with the check have run the numbers. You'll know them because their name appears in the magazine. Every month you get it in an update from the corporate conference call notes. They're on the scoreboard, and the scoreboard don't lie. If you want to know who will be the next national sales directors, founders, ring, six-figure income earners in Ameriplan, just flip through every month and read those names on the scoreboard. The scoreboard don't lie. So as you set a goal, the recognition associated with this is simply symbolic of you being plugged in properly, on track, running the numbers, doing the work necessary to achieve the success you're after. It is a barometer, it is measured by numbers, and there really isn't a lot of subjectivity to it. I want to talk to you about a couple of things necessary for you to run these kind of numbers. And number one, write down the word consistency. If I were to offer a $10,000 reward to anyone in True Team that could put on 10 brokers in the month of August, double-digit recruiters, 10 grand right here, would you imagine how many people would be taking these $10,000 checks from me? Like, man, I'll put on 10. I'll put on 10 if I'm going to get 10 grand for it. Well, what I'm telling you is you should put on 10, and it's worth $100,000 a year to you when you learn to do it consistently to the point where you're familiar with it, you're confident, you're comfort, you're strong there. Because you must run the numbers consistently. Interestingly enough, as we talk about the goals to be an ace recruiter, basically four a month, to be on the fast track with the big boys to the ring, double-digit recruiters, we find basically the same consistent message throughout, and that is that they're consistently running those numbers. It's not simply coming out and going and blowing your wad wide open and spilling your guts out and just to have a good few weeks. You see, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. We are not here on a 30-day plan. We don't have a 2 to 4 month plan to financial freedom. We have a 2 to 4 year plan to financial freedom, and it takes consistency of running these numbers. I've seen so many run some good numbers only to fall away to the pains and distractions of life. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the troubles that come our way. Number one, you can be consistent and be an overcomer. None of the people that have gone before you that have run these numbers consistently for 12 to 24 months did not have severe roadblocks, pitfalls, ditches, issues, finances, health, responsibility, children, catastrophe, and doctor's reports. None of the people that have gone before you were ever exempt or immune to the realities of life. So when we talk about consistency and we talk about being an overcomer of issues, we're forced to really deal with the reality of Monday morning. You know, it's like the preacher, man. He can get 1,000 amens on Sunday. But when that guy cuts you off on Monday morning, and that coworker gossips about you on Monday morning, and your boss writes you a bad report just after your hot water heater blew and you ran over the cat, all those amens seem to be gone by Monday morning. Where the rubber meets the road is where you'll discover the consistency and discipline to be successful. Look, you can call your upline tonight. Wake them up, get them out of bed, and find out whether or not you need to be doing X, Y, or Z based upon our proven system and your willingness to work. They'll point you in the right direction and put you right on the money. But what is non-variable is whether or not you burn enough down inside to run the numbers consistently. You must be an overcomer of issues, all right? To have consistency, you must be an overcomer of issues. the greatest way that I know to be an overcomer of issues is to reach out and help others with issues. I don't know, but it's got a magic healing effect, and it builds phenomenal relationships to be engaged and speaking into someone's life about being an overcomer. Somehow, when I'm talking to that single mom with bad health and no insurance and nightmare finances after this issues have all gone down, and I'm encouraging and loving that single mom, I find that my issues ain't all as bad as I'm weeping about sometimes. Reach out, get your eyes off of yourself, and get engaged with others. Now, if you think I'm talking about gathering at a social well of pity party, then you don't know me at all. The reality is, as you work with people, you'll find their life has issues just like yours, and we can speak boldly as overcomers and encourage one another in the victory. One of the principles that I use when I'm speaking with people is that I always interject the victory. Sometimes it's hard to tell somebody flat out to their face they got stinking thinking. Now, I'm good at doing that, and you know I'm bold enough to say it. But the reality is the best way you can impact them is often simply interject in their life the victory that they can. How few of us are ever told in our life, you can, you will, I believe in you, let's do it, let's get up and go. We've got a system, we've got to work this system, we're going to apply ourselves as overcomers, and we're going to do this consistently, for this is not a 2 to 4 month plan. It's a 2 to 4 year plan. Is it worth it? I looked up 25 months later. I was over 150 grand in lifetime residual income, and it went by so fast because I was absolutely burned in the groove of running the numbers consistently, where it became routine with a power and strength and confidence that the time flew by. It literally flew by. You know, you listen to the ACE recruiters, the top ACEs, 12 months to be a top ACE. Put on, 10 a month for 12 months, you're going to be an ACE, a top ACE. You know, and those double-digit recruiters are the top 10 aces. That's who they are. And then you listen to Dennis talking about 20 presentations a day, and you hear us talking about having 20 prospects a day. You know, every day give 2 to 3 presentations, you're going to be on pace to run 5 a month. Give 20 presentations, you're going to be on pace to run 100 a month. The numbers are the same. Every message you hear consistently talking about it. And anybody can do it, by the way. Anybody can do it. You know, my son is a very powerful stud who gets no recognition. He's an executive sales director in the next room. He's the number 7 recruiter in Ameriplan, finished the month of July. I watch him do it after graduating from high school and returning from the mission field, a God-fearing young man who grew up in a very special environment. I thought when he got on the phone and started pitching this deal and talking to people, he might get killed out there. And I watched him do it with strict consistency of discipline, breeding familiarity, establishing his confidence and strength to run the numbers. He will be the youngest founders ring in Ameriplan and national sales director in Ameriplan, and he's doing it sheerly on the numbers alone. Consistency of discipline, applying the same exact mechanical function repeatedly, consistently. I know anybody can do it. I know because we've got people doing it from all walks of life, from all backgrounds, and I don't think one of them hardly has any sales experience. Regular people locking in to being consistent about sharing the Ameriplan opportunity to save money and make money. It's really that simple. All you got to do is call your sponsor and say, point me to how and who I talk to who, and then you do it consistently. You know, the same thing is true about not doing it consistently. Man, if you guys are, I had a big confession on the leadership call Wednesday night. I'm getting ready to re-engage at being the top recruiter the top, one of the top aces in Ameriplan. I'm going to run numbers. I'm going to model what, you know, exactly how to do it, and I'm going to put on 10 brokers this month, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing, how I'm doing, what I'm buying, what I'm saying, live calls, the whole works, okay? But I got a little confession to make to you, all of you that are thinking about this kind, giving this many presentations and really running the numbers to get on the fast track to financial freedom. Having disengaged from it with great justification, self-justification, for administrating True Team and solidifying broker retention and battling attrition and managing, and man, all the greatest stuff you could ever possibly imagine, including enjoying life. I find that I look at the phone, I signed up a broker today, thank God, man, broke the ice for this month, I got 9 more to go, you know. But I look over at the phone and all of a sudden I understand and remember 36 months ago how heavy that thing is. It weighs a ton. And there's 100 things that need to be done other than pick up this phone and dial phone numbers to get voicemails. Because that's what it feels like. I feel ya, my friend. Who takes calls anymore, by the way? I don't. I can't field my calls. You're going to run the numbers. You're going to feel like you are the master of voicemail. That's normal, by the way. He who has consistency and discipline and a good work ethic redials that number in 30 minutes, and that ain't brain surgery. The unfamiliarity and inconsistency breeds contempt, quite the opposite of the familiarity and that consistency brings. Consistency brings the familiarity, comfort, posture, strength to run the numbers, but inconsistency brings a contempt, a non-familiarity, and what you and I would call anxiety, and if we want to get down to the bottom line, we're talking phone fear. I know that we've got 10 aces on this line and 250 people paralyzed with phone fear to one regard or another. It's not that you don't have any leads or don't have anybody to talk to. For goodness sakes, welcome to the 21st century. Nobody in Ameriplan runs out of people to talk to. That's not our issue. Our issue is the phone weighs a ton and we're paralyzed in phone fear, presentation fear, fear of rejection. We are absolutely surrounded by people that are struggling, breaking out of the comfort zone to get in any kind of gear of consistency at all. So the number one thing I want to tell you about this is that you have to break it. And there's only one way to break it. And I want you to write this down because this is a powerful principle of truth that not only will get you in action to run the numbers and be consistent, to break the contempt of non-familiarity, but this principle that I teach you, I pray you would teach to your children and your children's children because it's one of the most powerful truths of life I've ever learned. There is only one way to beat any fear, and that is with action. Let me make a couple of illustrations. The principle is simple. Knowledge will not give you the confidence to break the fear. I didn't learn to swim in Brooklyn, New York, because there's no trees or pools that I ever saw. When we came to Florida, I was 12, 13 years old and hadn't swam. Now, I could stand on the side of that pool in North Miami Beach, Florida, and my dad could read me a book about swimming. And he could tell me about the buoyancy of my body fat, and show me that he can stand up in the bottom of the pool, and show me that he's right there to save me. But all of that knowledge did nothing for me getting in to learn how to swim until I got in the water and took action and got in the water. You cannot learn to swim on the side of the pool. Impossible. Knowledge does not produce the fruit that we're pursuing with this action. There's nothing wrong with knowledge. There's power in knowledge, and we should be polished and polishing and perfecting our craft, our work and knowledge of our company, our product, our presentation, every bit of the tools we use all the time. But if you're paralyzed in the paralysis of analysis, you'll not break it with knowledge. You break it with action. And when you begin to take action, it will be uncomfortable. Therein lies the victory, my friend. You will learn to be an overcomer as you step out of your comfort zone and begin to learn to be a little bit uncomfortable and enjoy it. I've come to enjoy the thrill of the challenge. And I'm convinced the blessings from God somewhere tie together with the nature and character of enjoying the challenge. I consistently enjoy the new challenge, the new level, the new way to stretch. I want to be better tomorrow than I was today. I don't want to be the same tomorrow that I was today. I want a better tomorrow than my yesterday. In order to have a better tomorrow than my yesterday, I need to take action to do that. I need to want to do better. When this starts to burn down inside of you like a fire, you'll take action. Our training, the calls we do, the events we gather, the times we, whether it's convention or Saturday morning training, it's the same. We're here for you to teach you the proven system, to support you in your work, to point you in the right direction based upon your willingness to apply yourself with a strong work ethic. Nobody should be able to lay their head on their pillow at night wondering how they can have 20 people to give a presentation to tomorrow. My friend, you need to take action. And it's not information. You need to call your sponsor. And you need to say, I need to get in action. I need 20 people to talk to, and I don't know who they are. Point me in the right direction. Just reaching out to your sponsor may be a big step of action for you. Boy, my throat is blowing out at 10:35. Guys, I don't want to wrap this up because I want to talk to you more about running numbers, but I'm going to have to take a break and turn this over to one of my national sales directors for a minute while I clear my throat to talk about running numbers. And you know, the great thing is that the guys that have my back here, the True Team NSDs, they've all run the numbers. And I'm going to ask one of them to jump in and tell you a story while I clear my throat.
So do you have a preference? Steve, I'll gladly take over. You're right, running the numbers is what it's all about. In fact, this was the basic topic I had on my conference call last week about what do you got to go through to get the numbers? You got to have the right amount of leads, and you got to do the right number of presentations. And, you know, as you consistently do this over and over and over, it becomes just an easy habit. And you're right. You step out of that for any length of time. That telephone does get a little heavier. I kind of chuckled when you said that. But the fact of it is that you got to still have the prospects in your inbox. You got to be ready to pick up the phone and just run them. There's not a one of us that did 10 to 15 brokers a month last year that didn't sit in front of this telephone and pound it over and over and over. Because, I wish I could make 15 calls and sign up 15 brokers and get it all done in 2 weeks' time. And that just ain't the case. You know, I can recall vividly when I had the days and the time to do it. I might start at 10 o'clock in the morning and not stop till midnight other than come out and eat and go back in there and do it all over again, just pounding the telephone, one right behind the other, behind the other, behind the other, because you're right, I had something burning inside of me. I was hungry. I wanted what you told me I could have by following this system. And so, buddy, I tell you, it's been a wonderful run, and we're just now getting started good, and we're going to do it all over again. I'm right there with you. I'm going to put on at least 10 brokers a month for the rest of this year and pop two RSDs a month. That's
well, now, you just finished number six this year, the number six top recruiter in Ameriplan out of over 50,000 brokers. And, you know, you listen to Dennis talk about giving 20 presentations to sign up one, and we had all the top dogs on the call week before last talking about giving 2 to 5 presentations a day. What are you doing to be the number six in the year recruiter in Ameriplan?
Pounding the telephone, staying on it as much as I possibly can during the most important times when the highest prospecting times are. You know, when people are home in that prime time range, I am on the telephones constantly, dialing one to the next, to the next, to the next, between three-way phone calls. I'm just one phone call right behind the other, behind the other. I don't take, you know, run 5 numbers and go take a 30-minute break. You know, Steve, I get right in there. I get my, you know, I get my schedule of appointments or phone calls I need to make, and I'm dialing one number right behind the other. If I get a voicemail, I'm hanging up. I'm getting a new dial tone. I'm dialing another number. And my goal is to talk to somebody. I want to give somebody a presentation. And when I get that one on the line that's live and I can get them the introduction and they have time to talk, then it's focus in, zero focus on that person, and I'm going to do everything I can to put them on the books right then and there, that night, that time. If I can't get them, I'm going to three-way them to somebody. That's how you run the numbers.
You're a real example of running numbers. And, you know, Julie asked me, they said, what's wrong? Something's wrong. Are you worried? Are you worried about business? What's bothering you? And I couldn't really articulate to her, hey, I set a goal. I'm going to put on 10 brokers this month. I'm going to be a double-digit recruiter right now in the middle of the summer. And I got a problem having just made that decision and not having been fully prospecting. I don't have the, I'm a leadsaholic, and I confess to you right now, I am a leadsaholic. I mean, you know, look, it's really public knowledge. They already know. They even put up an article on the internet. You can read it, trueteam.net/confess. trueteam.net/confess. You can read the confessions of this leadsaholic right there. See, because I know the numbers. And it's all about the numbers. Consistently running the numbers. And I know for me to be a double-digit recruiter in this company, I need to get 20 to 30 prospects a day. And I don't have 20 or 30 prospects coming into my inbox right now, and I don't feel well because I'm a leadsaholic. I'm not going to do this by osmosis or determination alone. I'm going to do this by having hot people to talk to. Now, let me explain something to you. I'm very spoiled. And what I like to do is I like to talk to people that want to talk to me. I don't know how you feel about cold calling, but it petrifies me. I like to talk to people that are raising their hand saying, here I am, tell me more, sign me up. When their hand is waving up in the air like that, I can't handle it, man. Give me 20, 30 of them a day, and I'm going to run the numbers. Because it's all about the numbers. The phone is heavy. You got to pick it up and pound it, and it's looking heavy to me. And I'm telling you, that you got to have the guts and it's got to burn, but even more than that, you got to get into action, but even more than that, you got to have the prospects to talk to. Now, you're either going to talk to people you know or people you don't know. That's your choice. Pretty much wrap it all up right there, wouldn't you say? People you know and people you don't know. How many people do you know? You need to talk to them. we got a lot of people, we especially pick up a lot of people on the internet that really want to be CIA clandestine brokers, undercover agents. It takes one to know one, my friend. I confess that I am a leadsaholic. Don't need to cry to me about having burned up this market, burned up that market, afraid of that. Look, you do what it takes to run the numbers, and if it takes you going straight into the cold market, then we got a place for you. We've got people that have done it. Now, the most successful and the smartest brokers that have had the most dynamic success work both their warm and their cold market. The quickest way I know to do grand is to work your warm market. The quickest way I know to get an advertising budget to get the leads to run the numbers is to call in for favors in your warm market and reinvest that money if you're going to break into the cold market, because the cold market's not free. So if you're going to have an advertising budget, whether it's for your two-a-day DVDs, as Dennis brought up, and we're seeing phenomenal success coast-to-coast with people passing it out, or strictly going straight out and buying prospects with their hand raised in the air, it costs money to get involved in the cold market. Now, you're either going to talk to people you know or people you don't know. To talk to people you don't know, you're usually going to invest something to make that happen. Depending upon to what degree you invest, in the right way, based upon our proven system, you can literally buy 20 people a day to talk to. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it for way less than $1,000. And as soon as I sign somebody up, I'm putting that money straight back in there, because I'm not in this to go buy another pair of shoes. Thank God I don't need one, and your burning reason why may be to pay your rent, but if you want to pay your rent next month too, then you better get in the game and build something consistently to run the numbers. Look, anybody can go call in for favors, take the money, and pay rent, but they won't have any consistency in running numbers. When we teach you on an advertising budget in great detail, I assure you, if you'll follow that principle of a revolving advertising budget, where you're reinvesting in your business first, right after your tithe, before you take any profit or pay any necessities, look, if you're that broke, I'm going to be very honest with you, just as if you called me for personal counseling, if you're so broke that you can't pay attention, then the best thing you could do is go get a part-time job. Because that kind of financial pressure will not only keep you from reinvesting, but it will keep you from properly being postured consistently and strong. You need to relieve a little pressure, if necessary, to properly be in the game. All of us, basically, so much, a high percentage of us started this on a part-time basis. I worked a full-time job my first 15 months in this business until I made national sales director. Man, I was stealing all kinds of time away, and I was an unbalanced life because I was sure putting a lot of hours into pounding the phone here and figuring this thing out. But I did have a family to feed, and I wasn't going to try to take my Ameriplan profits in the first few months of my business to make that happen. Who starts a business? This is real business, guys. This is not an internet happy sing-along. This is not gather around the campfire here. This is not a hobby, a fad, a cult group, or a following. This is a business. You're learning principles of business 101 as an entrepreneur. Everything from your own financial, fiscal responsibility to your obligation to do this properly and minister to your downline and build the right relationships and working with the right people. We will teach you how to build a business. But what businessman enters into business in any country, in any time and ever, and expects to see profit in their first year or two? No businessman. Only in Ameriplan is it even possible. But we must encourage you to be fiscally responsible for the advances that you take on our comp plan. the fiscal responsibility of these advances should not be used for your bare necessities. At best, they should be used for reinvestment purposes to build an organization and a true lifetime residual income. We'll teach you how to run the numbers and we'll teach you how to build that check, but you've got to be in the game long term to get there. We don't want people self-imploding on the comp plan, and we don't want people looking for a get-rich-quick scheme to make this happen on the 30 to 90 day plan. It doesn't exist. That's called the lottery. Gambling, maybe even witchcraft or sorcery, but it's sure not this business model of integrity. And you'll be taught to a great success, and in 12 to 24 months on this fast track to $100,000 a year, but it's going to cost you everything. You need to properly posture yourself for success. Consistently run the numbers. If you're operating in the cold market and you need people to talk to, then you need to learn how to properly fund your business with a revolving advertising budget. There is no other way other than you hitting the streets and going door to door, person to person, neighbor to neighbor, friend to friend. Whatever it takes, if you don't have 20 people to talk to tomorrow, then this is what it should sound like inside of your head. Because this is what it sounds like inside of your head right now, and I don't have 20 prospects to talk to.
Houston, you have a problem. Houston, you have a problem.
I have a burning desire to succeed, and I don't have 20 people to talk to in the morning. I'm freaking. And so should you. For truly only those with 20 to 30 prospects to talk to tomorrow are going to run any numbers. So I'm full blast after it. Cranking up Mailbox Studio, I'm an advanced user prospecting there, fast MLM leads, and getting with that guy at iPro Direct to find out about these phone survey premium, hot quality, high price, $4 exclusive to me and me only leads. And I'm going to get on the phone, and I'm going to pitch TrueTeam.net/script. That will be the exact words I say. It will be recorded words. You'll listen to me Monday night saying those words live. You'll say, my goodness, smack me in the head with a light bulb just turned on. Those are the exact words the guy says. Well, shock me with a stun stick. That's the exact words all the time say. Smack me with a stun stick. They're all looking at 20 prospects a day. Smack me with a stun stick back 40 years to Dennis Bloom talking about giving 20 presentations to sign one up. Well, wake me up with a cold towel. The message is consistent. It's a proven system. The only question is, are you ready to come out of your comfort zone and get to work? If you're ready to come out of your comfort zone and get to work, follow this proven system. Follow this proven system with consistency. Run these numbers for 12 to 24 months, and son, check out of the party. You can have a peaceful six-figure residual income. You can provide for your family that which you wish and dream. You can relax and have peace knowing that your children and your children's children will enjoy the residual income of this legitimate entrepreneurial opportunity. Ameriplan delivers. Will you deliver the goods? You got to come out of your comfort zone, get into action, and run the numbers. And if you don't know who to call tomorrow, you ought to be hearing, Houston, we have a problem. And then get on the phone with your sponsor and say, sponsor, I got a problem. Sitting here in the paralysis of analysis without 20 people to talk to, tell me what to do. I'll follow the proven system. Your sponsor will coach and mentor you, walk you through an exact strategy that you'll agree to. For truly, if you don't agree to it, it's useless as conversation taking place between two babas. Because nothing's going to happen unless you agree, you decide, and you get in action. That's about it for my voice tonight.
Presentation mode is now disabled. Presentation mode